Good to be in the Lord's house again tonight. Give you a couple of good reports. I didn't want to take up a whole lot of time with what's going on with my sister, but we went to see her last night, and then was able to cut her grass. Me and my other brother today, he used to be a member here, and talked to her just a few minutes before I come to church. She's just crying all the time. Heart's broke, but she's reading the Bible. She's praying, and that's a blessing to me. And then her granddaughter is also praying and reading the Bible, and I don't know either one of them has been in church. And she told my brother Phil today, she just said, "Why does this happen? Why did this happen? Why does this happen?" And Phil just keeps talking to her about the Lord. And y'all remember my brother Phil. And also with Vicky, we got two good reports on her. And I don't know if I mentioned all this or not. These last 2 weeks has been a blur, to be honest with you. But she failed her eye test on her driver's test, and she drives a school bus, so she couldn't get her CDLs. And she tore all to pieces about that Saturday. Spent about 4 or 5 hours down there trying to get. And some of us got CDLs know that everything's got to be right now. And so she went to the doctor, and she had that surgery. Y'all remember when she had the surgery on the detached retina and the tears? There's a cataract forming, and it's blurring her left eye vision. They were able to give her some strong contacts and glasses so that she's able to pass her driver's test. So she's got CDLs for the next 5 years. And her sonogram came back negative, so that's a blessing. But she's in a lot of pain, and she's tore up about it. She can't hardly bend over in the back of her side. She's got something going on with her bladder. I think that's what Alicia's got going on. Same thing, and it's very painful. So she was upset tonight about that and couldn't come. But she's listening over the internet, I'm sure. But I'm going to try to wrap this up tonight, and you pray for us. I want to kind of summarize some of y'all been here every Wednesday night. Some of you hadn't been here at all. Jeff hadn't been here. He's been in revival. Tony's been gone. Some of the rest of them. Some of you's been here. I just want to kind of review what we've been talking about. And you remember 3 weeks ago we started on that evil spirits are real. They are real. And if you don't believe that, just look around. I could cite you hundreds of illustrations in my 65 years on this earth. What would make people go into a movie theater and open up? What would make people go into schools and open up and shoot people? Don't matter what color they are, how old they are, how young they are. They just kill them at random like shooting a dog. Who would do that but some kind of evil spirit? And what makes people insane? My sister's grandson is in jail and will never get out. He's pleading insanity. Well, I know who drove him crazy. But I'll tell you one thing, who gave him the drugs and the alcohol? He put those in his body, Brother Tony. He's got a heart and soul, and I'm going to pray for him. And when the Lord gives me an opportunity, I'm going to go down there and talk to him and pray for him. But we're held accountable for what we do, you know. And I'll get into some of that in a minute. But, you know, his life's over at 27 years old because he put drugs and alcohol in his body. And, you know, for whatever reason he did, you know, he did it. And now my sister don't have a husband. Her life is, you know, just devastated. And our whole family's tore all to pieces. Well, who did that? The devil and an evil spirit. What caused that? You know, I mean, this is exactly what we've been talking about. You think he hadn't been fighting me for 3 weeks? He's been fighting me. This has been the roughest year of my entire life in my ministry. And I think I really believe it's because that I'm trying to do right. I've always tried to do right, but I've always wanted to move up a little bit closer before he calls me home. You've heard me preach time and time again. When the Lord comes back, I don't want to be one of them that's ashamed of his appearing. They are going to be Christians like that, that's not living for him. There are going to be Christians that don't go to church, don't pray, don't do anything, but just say, "I'm saved. I'm saved. God bless me." You know, and that's not enough for us, folks. It's not enough, Brother Darrell. We're supposed to be the light of the world. Jesus said, I was the light of the world. Now you're supposed to be the light of the world. How can you be a light if you're walking in darkness? You can't. And I get so tired of these excuses. Well, I'm just as saved as you are. I said, you may be, but you sure don't live like it. I like what Brother Harold Weatherford said one time, and he's been a great, great friend of mine over the years. He said this drunk come up to him one time and said, hey, Brother Harold, you're the one that saved me. Staggering around, and Harold said, you look like something I'd save. You see what I'm talking about? Everybody's saved now. Everybody's a Christian now. Everybody's all right now. They become a God. They become that they're everything in their minds. But reviewing what I was talking about, and appreciate all the help, evil spirits are real. We started out, I believe, in Matthew chapter 12, talking about the man that had an unclean spirit. That's one of the first places we started out. The Bible said the devil entered into that man, and then he left that man, Brother Darrell. And the Bible said he left him, and when he came back, they said that that devil, he was not at peace, and he began to walk around. And he said, Brother E.J., that he went back to the house. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to that house. When he went back to that, talking to that one, the man's house, the Bible said he found his house swept and garnished and empty. He didn't have nothing in his house. So he wasn't able to contest against the devil. That's kind of what I want to review about tonight. And the Bible said when he went back to that man's house, talking about this earthly house, he realized that he could go right back in there. The devil is never going to stop. He's never going to stop coming at us. And the Bible said when he went back into that man, he took seven more spirits. And the Bible said the last state of that man was worse than the first. Evil spirits are real. Then we talked about over there in Mark chapter 5, we talked about that his name is not Legion. A lot of preachers say his name's Legion. That's not that man's name. It don't give his name. It said there was a man in the tombs, don't it, Brother E.J.? But the Bible said they put him out there in the tombs because he was completely crazy. How many people do you know that they're off the wall, they're off the chain crazy? Well, I tell you, a lot of them's got devils in them. That's why they put them in straitjackets. That's the same principle right there, Brother Jeff. The Bible said they put him in chains and he'd break them. They'd tie him up and he'd break them. Nobody could tame that man. The Bible said later on, the Lord went over there and confronted that, and the devil recognizes the Lord. I wished I had time to get all this. I like that story about the one over there in the New Testament. So he said, Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? The devil don't care about you, but he knows who Jesus is. Don't he, Brother Jeff? And let me tell you something. He may not know who you are, but I tell you what, you just call Jesus' name. He recognizes that name. He knows who Jesus is. We talked about that. The Bible said that there was over 2,000 devils, or around 2,000, the Bible said, Mark chapter 5, in one man. 2,000 devils. But the Lord come over there, and that was the end of that. He got them out of there, didn't he, Brother Jeff? You know what them devils did, them evil spirits did? They wanted to go into the swine, the hogs. The reason they wanted to go in them because a swine is an abomination to the Jews. That's Bible. That's history. So they wanted to cause some more damage. The devil come to kill, steal, and what? Destroy. So he goes into 2,000 pigs. They run off a cliff and drown themselves. Even a hog don't even want the devil in them. That's good, brother. I'm telling you. I don't want him around me. I don't want him nowhere near me. I know what damage he can do. So we're just covering some things we cover, and we'll get on. I don't have a whole lot tonight to get on to the end of it. Then I believe, Brother Darrell, we talked about the Genesis chapter 3 when he tempted Eve, and he did. The Bible said over there that Adam and Eve was over there, but the devil was there too, but the Lord was also there. All of them was there at that time, if you study that out. But the Lord kind of pulls back sometimes and lets us know what we're going to do with the devil. He is a tempter, and he is a deceiver. And he deceived Eve, not Adam. Read the Bible. That's who he deceived, Brother Tony. And Adam went along with Eve, but he wasn't the one that was deceived, Brother Tony. That was Eve, amen. The devil goes, let me make this point abundantly clear. If he can't get to you, he will get your wife. And he'll get to you through your wife. Somebody say amen. Am I telling the truth or not? Goodness, I mean, if there's a man and a woman become one, they're one person. So if he can't get to you and you're closer than your wife is, he'll strike your wife to get to you. That's exactly what he did over there. You might as well get ready for it, because that's what's going to happen. So we talked about the origin of and his creation. We talked about Ezekiel and Isaiah chapter 14. We talked about how was the devil created. And how he was created to be an anointed cherub. He was supposed to be something special. And he was to start with. Read that in Ezekiel and in Isaiah. But what happened? The anointed cherub decided, I'm going to do what I want to do. He put his will above God's will. Anytime anybody puts their will above God's will, they're going to fall. Because that's pride. That's in every one of us got pride. And it comes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. That's what happened to the devil, EJ. He said, I'm going to ascend above the heavens. I'm going to be like the Most High God. Did he forget who the Creator was? He didn't care who he was. He said, I'm the big dog. I'm the one that's going to take over. And there was a lot of the angels up there, and you read that in Revelation chapter 12, that followed him. They did. A third of them. They followed old Lucifer, Satan, Abaddon, the great red dragon. None of those names sound too pretty to me. The devil, Satan, all sound bad to me. We talked about that. We talked about his personality, how much pride he had. We talked about his motives. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. We talked about why he hated God's people. Is he here now? Is he here now? Yes, he's here. They are preachers that get up on TV and the radio and say, no, he's bound. No, he's not. He's loose. He's loose. And he's walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He don't want just part of your life. He wants it all, amen. Phew. I'll never get through with this. I want to get into this tonight. That's reviewing where we're at. Tonight I want to talk about some things, how he's able to transform himself. Turn over there to 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll be done by 8:30. Y'all know I try to wrap it up every night by 8:30. Unless y'all want to go further, that'll be up to y'all. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 13 and 14. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse 13 and 14. Daryl, has anybody got that? I want to get some help tonight reading. Anybody got 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and 14? Raise your hand if you got it. Tony, stand up and read that for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and 14. The Bible calls him the prince of darkness. He lives and thrives in darkness, but he's able to transform himself, as Tony just read, into an angel of light. That sounds beautiful, don't it? Does that sound like somebody's walking around like somebody scary? No. He's transformed himself. He's got preachers that stand in the pulpit Sunday after Sunday after Sunday that are not called of God. Tony just read it. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. They have got degrees. They've been educated. They know how to talk around people. That sounds like a politician to me. You ask them a question, it takes them 10 minutes, and they still don't answer the question. They talk around what they want to talk around. They never give you a straight answer. That's the way they get around it. Our president's like that. All the senators are like that. Our governors are like that. They're able to talk to you, say, because they're not really going to answer the truthful answer, because if you knew the truth, you'd vote them all out. They know that, so they're going to talk around you. So he's able to transform himself into an angel of light. 15. Therefore, it is of no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's what I was getting to. I meant to read that one too. Thank you, Brother Darrell. They're able to transform themselves. Sometimes I get on the internet and I study, and it's almost comical. Ordination. If you want to be ordained, fill out this form. Y'all think I'm kidding. That's what they've got. All you got to do is get on the internet and get an ordination. I wonder how many of them has got them kind of ordination. I kind of like the way we ordain folks, don't y'all? They're qualified. It's based on Titus and Timothy. The qualifications, that's good to me, Brother Thomas. That calls a lot of people out. And that's the way it ought to be. Everybody shouldn't be ordained. Everybody can't be ordained. Now they're ordaining women. They've rewrote the Word of God. Now women can be ordained ministers. Y'all, this is what we live in today. And if we're not careful, we're going to have a woman president who's the biggest liar that I've ever seen in my entire life. Y'all better do some hard praying about that. Because if that woman gets in there, that's a Jezebel, and you better look out. I wonder if they're going to come after me and you, Brother Jeff. They probably going to pull my tape and say, well, hey, he's already against me. She got that right. And she gets in prison. What are you going to do? I'm going to pray she gets saved. And she locks me up, come get me out. I'll still be preaching it somewhere. Thank you, Lord. So we know they're able to transform themselves. I want to get this. We've already wasted 15 minutes on some of y'all. I get so excited up here. And the time just flies by. First of all, I want you to get that the devil is limited in his power. Well, I thought he was walking to and fro, seeking he may devour. He is. But he's limited in what he can do. Where's that at, Brother Randy? Let's go to the book of Job. The Bible said Job was over there, and he was a righteous man. He went out there every day, like I do, and some of y'all do, and you pray for everybody in your family. You don't have to call their names. Lord, bless my family. Look after my family. Job did this every day. Every day of his life. Here comes the devil one day. He challenges God, and God just gives it right back to him. Said, hey, if you consider my good servant Job, there's none like him in the world, in the earth. He said, well, you know, if you do this to him, he'll curse you to his face. He said, okay, you can do all you want to, but you can't take his life. What does that tell you about the devil? He can only do what God allows him to do. I sometimes believe this, that God just pulls himself back from me and his spirit. If he hadn't done it to you, he will one day. If you ever get uplifted and say, I got this, boy, I really got my, I've attained now. Look out. The Lord said, well, just see how much you got. And he'll take his spirit away from you, and he'll pull that hedge away from you, and the devil gets a little bit of crease, and buddy, you've had a bad day then. He's limited. I say, Lord, whatever I did, whatever I'm doing, I want to do better because I don't need that devil around me. My brother, when we was cutting grass today, I love him to death. We was talking about that. I told him what I was teaching on tonight. He said, that's kind of like what you used to do with me when I was young. He said, yeah. He's so funny. He said, you was a scrapper when you was in school. And he said, you sometimes you'd get a big boy. He said, I knew you were going to tear you up. And he said, you always depended on me. He said, I remember one time, he said, you done got into this big old guy, and he said, made you look like you was a midget. And he said, but you was ready to take him on. He said, but you looked over his shoulder and said, well, I don't think I can, you, but my big brother can. He told me that story today in the truck, Brother Tony. He said, I didn't appreciate that too much because I didn't know if I could whoop him. I said, but the Lord can. He said, that's right, brother, he can. I said, that's the way the Lord is. He's a friend that's sticking closer to brother. We can't handle the devil, but there's somebody that is. He's only can go as far as God lets him. Thank you, Lord. Let's look over to how do we overcome the devil. I know some of you a couple times talked about, Tony, I think, was talking about the whole armor of God. And that's right. That's how you overcome him. But there's more ways than that. That's, y'all know where that's at, Ephesians chapter 6. We don't have time to get all that. Let's look over to Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. I want to go to Romans too. That's good, another good place. I want to start out in Luke. We're hurrying. I'm trying not to take too much time. Luke chapter number 10. If I could find the scripture. I think it's in verse number. Yes, verse number. Let's start at 17. Anybody got that? Luke 10, verse 17 through 20. Anybody got that yet? Go ahead, Brother Jeff. Stand up and read that. 17 through 20.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Divine grace. He said, you've got it. He said, but don't get prideful about it. Don't rejoice that those spirits are subject to you. But he said, through my name, didn't he, Brother Darrell? You've got to call his name. You've got to recognize that he's the only one that's got power of it. And that's what I call divine grace. Romans chapter 16, verse number 20. Somebody get up and read that for me. Romans chapter 16, verse number 20. We're hurrying. We're almost done. Maybe a couple more places and we'll be done. Romans 16, verse number 20. You got that yet, EJ? Anybody got it? Romans 16, verse number 20. Go ahead. Verse number 20.
And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
There we are again. Divine grace. Boy, do we ever need that grace today in this day we live in. He said, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. He didn't say now, did he? John, he didn't say right now. He said shortly. Remember what I read not too long ago, maybe first week, Revelation chapter 12, that the devil knows he has but a short time? Y'all remember that? There's that word short again. He's on. How many's ever been to a circus and saw those big, gigantic elephants chained up? You seen that one little logging chain around their ankle? I love to watch that. They just, all they do is just do like that. Sway back and forth. That chain, you know how much an elephant weighs? Tons. It got one spike in the ground, one chain in his leg. I always marveled why that elephant just don't shake that leg and get that chain off. I'll tell you why. Because he's got a master. He's got a master that's got a stick with a prod on it. And he better not, because he's had a bad day if he does. That sounds like the devil to me. He knows he can't but go but so far. So he's just going back and forth. Walking what? To and fro. Just like an elephant with a chain around. He knows he ain't going to win the battle. We'll get to that in a minute. So we need divine grace. Let's go over to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Talking about divine grace. James chapter 4, verse number 6 and 7. James chapter 4, verse number 6 and 7. We got a couple more places and we'll be done. James chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Anybody got it yet? Okay, Tony, go ahead.
Wherefore,
Resist him. Resist him. How do you resist him, Brother Tony? I'll tell you how I'd believe, by faith. That's the answer I got when I prayed over this lesson. I said, how do I resist the devil? This flesh can't resist it. This flesh wants something. It wants something in the world. The only way you're going to resist him is just turn it over to the Lord by faith. Now let's go, and I'm almost done. Revelation chapter 20, and we'll come to a close. Let me just give, before we end up with this, some things that I wrote down. The devil wants authority. That's why he got cast out of heaven. He wanted power. That's why he got cast out of heaven. He knows that he can blind our eyes. The gospel has to be preached. Only the gospel will work. My sister contends with me that she got saved at a Billy Graham concert on a repeat of prayer. That's between her and the Lord. I don't believe she got saved. There's never been no evidence. But what do you think the preacher's been telling her for 2 weeks? When the Lord deals with your heart, talk to him. Tell him that you need to be saved. Not repeat after me, like my grandson had to go through that. That's another story. But he'll blind their eyes. The God of this world hath blinded the eyes and the minds of them which believe not the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God. He contends with the saints. We know that with Job and others. He's a liar. He's a tempter. He slanders the saints. He inflicts disease. You know what he done to Job. Covered him in boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Who did that, Brother EJ? The devil. The Lord let him do it. But it's still painful. Y'all know the story about the good seed going out in the field and the Lord sowed the seed? Who came along and sowed the tares in the field? Anybody know that story? The devil. The good seed are the saved. We're the seed of Christ. The tares are of the world, of the devil. He puts them inside a church. I have seen churches split, and I've wondered. Somebody ain't right with God. Somebody can't be, because the Bible, as Jeff or Darrell was teaching, both of them was teaching on, blessed are the peacemakers. We can agree to disagree in church. We don't have to fuss and fight and split a church over what we want. Everybody's not right and everybody's not wrong in a church. Sometimes we say, well, let's pray about it. Come back together and come to a reasonable conclusion. That's what you do in church. A church is made up of people. We have to reason together. Come now and let us reason together, Isaiah said in chapter number 1. We know that he preys on men. He instigates men to sin. He's a deceiver. Over and over it talks about him being the prince of this world. But let's go to Revelation chapter 20 and we'll come to a close. Revelation chapter 20. I just got on fire reading this the last couple of days. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation don't scare me, because revelation means revealed. And you can't preach or do anything else, no matter what you believe, unless it's revealed to you. Revelation chapter 20, and I'm going to read this, verse number 6, and we'll come to a close. I love this. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. As such, the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That scares people to death. Don't it, Brother Jeff? That doesn't scare me a bit. What's 1,000 years to the Lord? Who's got the answer to that? What? One day. And they get all hung up on 1,000 years, Brother Thomas. How silly can people be, Brother Don? It's just one day to the Lord. It's almost comical when I hear these things and people say, oh, don't say that. Why? That's what the Bible says. And by the way, he's talking about the birth, the new birth. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. When you got saved, you had part in the first resurrection. The second death hath no power once you get saved. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. Oh, don't get on that, preacher. To gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Now listen, this is what I want to get to. And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So it's telling you what's going to happen to the devil. I don't know, that maybe that don't do nothing for y'all, but it sure does something for me. I'm sick of him. I hate him, amen. He knows I hate him. He's going to be what? Cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Anybody know why hell was created? The devil and his angels. The ones he cast out had to have a place to go to. They're here now, but they're not going to be here forever, Brother Tony. They're going to be destroyed. That's what the Bible said. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. He's telling you in his word what's going to happen to the devil and what's going to happen to you. It's plain. Everything else really don't matter to me, Brother Darrell, because I know that I'm going to heaven, and whatever he does and however he does it is his business. It don't bother me no more. I'm not going to get hung up on isms and schisms and people's opinions, because I'm just going to stay with what the book said. I'm saved. I know I'm saved. The devil's contending with me. He's going to try to destroy me and my family and everybody around me, but he only has a short time, and when it's all said and done, his end is the lake of fire. Mine is heaven. That's a sweet promise, Brother Tony. But I'm contending with evil spirits right now, and you are too. But I hope in these last 3 weeks I've told you what you need to do. Believe what you got by faith. We can't see him. We can't see God because God is a spirit, and the evil spirits are not as great as my God's spirit. But I'm going to tell you right now, glory to God, when they come against you, just say, Lord, I need some help. This has been a rough time for me and my family, but I can see what God's trying to do, Lois. He's trying on these last days to get everybody he can to come together and to get them saved. My brother has been scared to death about my sister getting saved. I'm sorry she lost her husband, Brother Tony. But if that's what it took to get my sister to heaven, it's what it takes. Her heart's broken, our heart's broke too. But I'm going to tell you something. You better get them in while you can.
That's right.
Don't put it off. If you know somebody that's lost, you better be talking to them about the Lord right now.
Right.
You say, well, I don't want to push them. Where are you going to push them to? Right. Whatever you do, do it by love. And God will do the rest. Anybody got anything before we close out? Anybody got anything to share? I'm done with it. Come on.